Well, sabbatical, if one would ask me what is sabbatical, I've always heard about the word or the program, and I've always wanted to experience it. Well, the opportunity came, and had no choice but to grab it. When we started the program, I had my expectations. I wanted to rest, to be renewed, to be re-energized, to be recharged, and also to refocus. In short, I wanted to step back and slow down in order to examine my life in the past 11 years as a religious and as a priest. Whatever I've been doing, is it still fulfilling and life-giving? Am I still doing the will of God? Or I'm now doing my own things for my own gain? Surely, this 2024 sabbatical has afforded me with a great opportunity, and I'm grateful to the organizing team. The program itself is designed in a way that one has enough time to rest and reflect about one's life. I must say, weeks have not been the same as one would expect. Sometimes I ask myself, am I back to preschool or primary school or what? I was asking such a question, or rather questions, because there were times when we were doing some activities that I thought they should have been done by those in preschools. Those included crayoning, drawings, playing with the clay, and other things. Surely one wonders why all that. That is done in preschools, surely. When I shared that with a friend who is a primary school teacher, her response was, "You are actually doing creative arts and it is good for you." I said to myself, she's just crazy. Well, I continued with the program, but then I later realized that those activities were important for my own relaxation and they were actually needed. They were helpful for the program, not to be pure academic or intellectual, but some little moments of fun, but educative. Among the topics covered included the reflection on St. Paul as the pastor of the new creation, self-transformation, prison ministry, ubungoma, which is probably can be translated as traditional healing, reflection on Laudato Si, Laudato Deum, strength-based leadership and ministry, and some few more other topics. Looking at the above-mentioned topics, one realizes that the whole program was very informative. It made me to revisit my theology, especially when dealing with St. Paul. I was even able to reflect on St. Paul in relation to my ministry in the church today. I must mention that I was so fascinated by the knowledge I received from the presentation on prison ministry and the whole idea of ungoma. Well, it made me realize that there's still a lot that one needs to learn in mission and ministry. I suppose, and probably it's true, to many of us as priests and religious, we have neglected the ministry, or rather the prison ministry. Actually, I've not even thought of it, going to any prison for visit. But when we're doing this course, I just realized that there's a lot one needs to learn about this ministry. Dealing with ubungoma, traditional healing, I was aware that there are a lot of people who are traditional healers, izangoma. I know some of them personally. Some of them are my relatives. But the truth is, I never took any interest in understanding their call, at least considering their understanding of the call of ubungoma. To tell you the truth, I've always considered it rubbish and ridiculous. I'm really shameful that many times I judge things and people without understanding or even making an attempt of meeting them halfway in trying to understand them and their realities. It is the fact that there are many Catholics and Christians who are practicing ubungoma, Some do still come to church, and thanks be to God. And some have left the church. Either they have joined other churches, or they do not attend church at all. The reality is that they have their own existential experiences of what led them to be where they are. What is needed is to give them our attention and listen to them. Listening to them is necessary, and it does not really mean we are going to agree with everything they would say or do, but I believe we'd know their story, would know their side. Some presentations made me to focus on myself. I had enough time to do introspection, and I can say today that the only person that I can change is myself. I can change my attitude, and surely I will understand other people. I sometimes spend a lot of energy trying to change others, but that is energy wasted. Socially, I'm grateful to have met and interacted with different people, Christian religious. This experience, I will take it with me and I will ever cherish. I'm grateful to all my brothers and sisters that we have journeyed with in this 2024 sabbatical, and I hope that our friendship shall not end. The sabbatical went very well, and once again, I'm grateful to everyone who made it possible. I'm grateful to the SACPC for affording me this opportunity. It was my first time to come to a sabbatical. Last but not least, I must mention that it was very disappointing that I'm the only religious priest in this 2024 sabbatical. The rest of the guys are diocesan priests, and then one religious brother and religious sisters. But I am the only religious priest. Well, I don't know why, but I'm just mentioning it so that we may reflect about it. Is the SACPC sabbatical designed for the diocesan priest and religious sisters and brothers? Of course not. It is not. But it may be a good reflection for religious superiors of male congregations within the conference. They have to think about this properly, because I think this is something for our conference, and I suppose we need to support it. Once again, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to participate in the sabbatical program, and also to give my experience and my reflection about it. Thank you so much. God bless you.